Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. You know how we're always talking about getting the most out of the stuff we see online, right? Well, this time we're focusing on websites. What makes them work, what makes them flop, all that good stuff.
Yeah, and we found this awesome article, really insightful. It's called Three Basic Web Design Priorities.
Catchy title.
It is. And it's by Jim Clannon, one of the founders of Double Dome Digital Marketing. This guy knows his stuff.
For sure. So we're diving deep into his ideas today. And I think this is going to be super helpful for anyone who has a website or is thinking about building one.
Absolutely. Whether you're a total beginner or you've been doing this for a while, there's always something new to learn. And Jim really nails the essentials in this article.
Totally. Okay, so let's jump right in. Jim talks of these three core principles of web design. First up, communicate clearly. Now, I feel like we hear that phrase all the time, but what's he really getting at here? What does it actually mean for a website to communicate clearly?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it comes down to understanding that you only have a few seconds to make a good first impression, right? Like when you walk into a crowded room, you want to stand out. And your website needs to do the same thing online.
Okay, so how do you make a website stand out? Like, is it just about having a flashy design?
Well, design is important, for sure. But it's more about getting your message across instantly. Think about those billboards you see on the highway. They got to hit you with their message fast. It's the same with a website. You need a clear message and you got to get it out there quick.
Got it. So like strong headlines, concise writing, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And the way you arrange stuff visually matters too. You want people's eyes to go right to the most important info.
Makes sense. All right. So that's communicate clearly.
Hmm.
What about the second principle? Provide desired information. I mean, that kind of seems obvious, right?
It does, but there's more to it. You got to think about your audience. What are they looking for? What problems are they trying to solve? Your website needs to show them right away that it has what they need.
Right. So it's not just about having information. It's about having the right information presented in a way that people can actually find and use.
Exactly. And the third principle, this is a big one, simple and consistent design. Now, I can see how some people might hear that and think, oh, so I got to make my website boring. But that's not what Jim's saying, right?
Yeah, I'm curious about this one, too, because I feel like simplicity can be really powerful. But it's easy to go too far and end up with something that's just bland.
Totally. It's about finding that sweet spot. Think of it like a really well-designed map. It's clean, easy to follow, and it gets you where you need to go without any fuss. That's what a simple website design does. It focuses on intuitive navigation, clear layouts, and consistent use of things like colors, fonts, and buttons.
So it's all about making the user experience as smooth and enjoyable as possible. Like when you walk into a store and everything is organized just right, you can find what you need instantly, no frustration.
Exactly. And that consistency builds trust too. It makes your website look professional and credible.
Okay, this is all really great stuff. But I know that good web design is just one piece of the puzzle, right?
Yeah.
There's gotta be more to it than just those three principles.
Oh, for sure. Jim actually talks about this in his article too. He touches on the bigger picture of digital marketing, including things like SEO and e-commerce, which are essential for driving traffic to your site and actually turning those visitors into customers.
Right. So it's like building a house. You need that solid foundation, which is your website, but then you need all the other stuff like plumbing and electricity to make it actually work. And speaking of the guy behind these ideas, I gotta say, I was super impressed with Jim Clannon's bio. This guy's not just some tech whiz. He plays drums, he loves cars, he's involved in community projects.
Totally. It just goes to show you that there are real people behind these websites. People with passions and experiences that shape their work. It's not just about lines of code, you know?
Absolutely. So to recap, Jim's big takeaways are communicate clearly, provide the information your users actually want, and keep your design simple and consistent.
And those principles don't just apply to websites. Think about all the stuff we do online, social media, email marketing, whatever. These ideas are relevant everywhere.
That's a great point.
Okay.
Okay, so here's a question for everyone listening. Think about your own website or a site you visit a lot. What's one thing you could change to make it more effective based on what we've talked about today?
Yeah.
Could you simplify the navigation, maybe make your headlines more impactful, or rethink how you're presenting information? It's worth taking a moment to consider.
Definitely. And if you want to learn even more about this stuff, head over to Double Dome's website. It's www.doubledome.com. They've got tons of resources and expertise to share.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.